Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Bullying tactics are now being used against churches and pastors trying to intimidate them into closing. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, this particular case that we're going to talk about and the other one that we're going to be talking about come out of two different states. The first one out of California, and we're litigating in that state. The other one comes out of Illinois, and they are examples of what's happening around the country where these unbelievable tactics are being used against churches, pastors, houses of worship, even people who attend the worship service as church attendees. The first one is a case that comes out of the state of California. Los Angeles County has now notified Grace Community Church just recently that it is being evicted from a large portion of the parking lot that it has leased since 1975, 45 years. The governor's orders prohibit all in-person worship services, which includes in-home Bible studies and fellowship with anybody who doesn't live in that home. Now, this covers about 80% of the population. It covers every one of the counties that are listed on the so-called county monitoring list, which is 30-some counties. In the rest of the counties of California that are not under that no worship ban, you can have limited in-person worship, no more than 100 people, even if you have a sanctuary the size of 3,000 or 5,000, only 100 people is all you can have. But you can't sing in those. And that also includes no singing in your home with anybody who doesn't live there.
But, you know, we're praying for our friends at Thomas More who are representing Grace Community Church, because now the county has come out with an eviction notice kicking Grace Community Church out of this parking lot that it has leased since 1975. For 45 years, it's leased this parking lot. And now it's saying, nope, you gotta get out.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. The letter from the county says, if Grace fails to vacate the premises as required, the district may enter the premises and remove Grace's personal property in accordance with the agreement and applicable law, and Grace will be responsible for any resultant expenses incurred by the district. Now, what they are referring to is this particular parking lot they've leased for 45 years. They spend several thousand dollars a month.
And it's a huge church, so they need a lot of parking.
Yeah, and so now they say, well, they've tried to come after them, and they've tried to intimidate them with a state court order saying you need to close. That didn't stop them. They're threatening them with other kinds of fines. That didn't stop them. They're threatening with other kinds of actions, and so now they're saying, well, we're going to take away your parking so that people can't park anymore.
Even though Grace has paid their bills, they lease it from the county, but they've paid. There's no problem there.
So they're saying vacate this by October 1, and anything that remains on the parking lot, it's ours, and we're going to confiscate it, and you're going to have to pay us for confiscating it.
So you could just see what they're going to start towing cars and buses and things like that out of that.
Well, Pastor John MacArthur is the pastor of Grace, and he said, quote, our church is not an event center. It is a family of lives who love and care for each other in very intensely personal ways. So essential to personal well-being that people rushed back as soon as they could. The utter unnecessary deprivation of all our people by completely shutting down the mutual love and care that sustains our people in all of the exigencies, pressures, and challenges of life was cruel. That's a quote from Pastor John MacArthur. Now, Holly, this is similar to our case that we have in, of course, we have California cases because we have Harvest Rock Church and also Harvest International Ministry that has 162 churches in California. We're litigating right now in court on that. But in Illinois, we also had something involving a parking lot, plus much more. We have two Romanian churches we represent there. The cases are still ongoing. In fact, this month we'll be filing a petition with the U.S. Supreme Court for final review of this particular case, so keep that in prayer. And this case involves Elim Romanian Pentecostal Church and Logos Baptist Ministries. They're in the Chicago area.
Boy, they got their share of bullying, that's for sure.
Yeah, so after we filed a federal lawsuit, what happened was they shut down, like other pastors, all of the information they were told. Millions of people were going to die. Right. In California, the governor there said 2 million people or more in California alone would die. We heard that story about the number of deaths and all of these other things around the country. And at the same time, they opened up and put in the essential category marijuana centers, abortion clinics, the big box super centers, and so forth, but not churches. They didn't consider them essential. And so after a while, the pastors of these churches that we represent said, we have to open because we see the hurt right. happening in our community. People need the church. They need that fellowship. They need hope.
And enough control is enough.
Enough is enough. And these people came from Romania.
Right.
They are familiar with seeing the signs of communist oppression and experiencing that in Romania.
They know what it means to be controlled by the government. And they came to America for freedom.
Yeah, they've seen and they've experienced pastors being arrested. They've seen churchgoers being punished. For example, in Romania, Harry Mehet, our chief litigation counsel, who's also working with us on this case, when he would not go to public school on a Sunday, because they actually started public school on a Sunday to try to interfere with church services, his first day of school and other Christians that went to church, they would come to school on the second day of the school, Monday. And so when they came to church, they would put all these little kids in the center, and all the other kids that were not going to church, they would gather around them, and every Monday, they would be mocked. These are the Sunday keepers. These are the Sunday keepers. And they would mock them every day. That's what happened every Monday when they went to school. And pastors got arrested. They got put in jail. So these people coming from communism, they've seen the signs of communism. They've been there. They've done that. They love America.
They know how priceless freedom is.
Yeah, they really do know how priceless freedom is because they've lived at a time when they didn't have freedom. And they look to America as the land of the free.
So then in Chicago, the mayor decided, okay, we're going to bully them a little bit and see if we can't scare them into closing again. Put signs, no parking signs, all around the neighborhood, getting the neighbors, trying to get them turned against the church. And then when that didn't work, then she stationed police refusing to allow anyone to park at the park at the entrance of the parking lot that they had leased for many years.
That they had leased from a private entity for many
right.
years. So they actually, from 7 to 9 on, 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. on Sunday, they put out this no parking. We have signs, pictures of it.
And they even towed some of the neighbors' cars
towed,
too, didn't they?
Yeah, they towed. These were street parking where the people for 9 blocks.
That live.
Yeah.
Not churchgoers.
No, these are just 9 blocks. They put no parking. They sent letters from the alderman or through the alderman to the neighbors. You can't park there because this church, they named the church, was violating the governor's orders, and you will be told. A nurse, we know, came home at 4 a.m. in the morning, parked her car in front of her house like she always does, and came out sometime after 7 in the morning on Sunday, and her car's gone. Now, she has to panic and wonder where it is, and she has to go get transportation to go where the car is impounded on a Sunday, and she has to pay the fine. They did this to try to make the neighbors just really mad at the church, but the neighbors know that this church doesn't use street parking. So that evening, they sent 3 police cars blocking the entrance to the parking lot. One of the church members was filming it Facebook Live. 3 gunshots are heard in the background because you know what's happening in Chicago. People are being murdered in high numbers, killed in high numbers on the streets of Chicago. The mayor doesn't redispatch these police cars. The gunshots are going off. You can hear them echoing through the city. These 3 police cars, they're stationed there. They're going to block the churchgoers. And so that didn't work. So because the people then just dropped off their friends, their family, and they drove for many, many blocks. They parked their car. They came back in rain and cold. And they enjoyed service that evening. Then the pastors got 2 disorderly charges for having more than 10 people in their worship.
Disorderly conduct citations.
Disorderly
to
conduct.
Pastors.
Disorderly conduct for having more than 10 people in your church for worship.
Unbelievable.
That was 2 of them for the morning and evening service. That didn't stop him. So a letter from the public health department, stop. That didn't do it. Then a letter from the public health department, summary abatement, which means we can bulldoze the building if we want to at any time with no notice. And that particular letter, by the way, is still outstanding. So are the criminal charges. They have not been dismissed yet. And so that's our Romanian pastor's case. However, in the midst of this, when we went to the U.S. Supreme Court for an emergency, the governor repealed all of the restrictions, and that's where it stands now. But he wants to go back to his old ways, so we're continuing to litigate it. And soon this month, we will file with the U.S. Supreme Court asking for a final review. Pray for these cases, our pastors, and for Liberty Counsel, lc.org, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. The website again, lc.org.